So I took as my sermon title this last line in the reading, this first verse of the next section. Come, let us walk in the light of the Lord, because it is important to remember. We look back on the Old Testament passages and say, ah, yes, they simply did not know what was coming. We look at Isaiah as Christians through the lens of Jesus Christ, as we should, saying that all of these things that were promised in Isaiah came to be true, but just not quite in the way that people expected. And that is why Jesus was so controversial, bringing a message saying, well, these things can be fulfilled. These promises can be fulfilled in our lifetimes, but it's not going to look the way you think it's going to. That people may stream in and stream out, but they may not do it literally to the temple. They may do it in a figurative sense. People around the world may come together, say, on an Advent Sunday, worshiping together on the same calendar. It's a different image than what Isaiah predicted. It's not what Isaiah meant. It is not the prophecy he was making. But later on, people looked around, and Jesus looked around and said, even though this isn't what we imagined, maybe, even though he didn't mean it at the time, even though it wasn't necessarily the way things were going to happen for Isaiah, maybe we can find the central truth in his message that reaches to all of us in our hearts. Maybe we can find the truth that if we work together, we can fulfill this promise with God's help, creating a new world in which Isaiah's words ring true to us. Let me be clear, Isaiah was not predicting Christianity when he was saying these things. He was trying to help a community that he thought had fallen away, that saw doom on the horizon, trying to help them imagine a way they could stay together as a people, as a community. How do you do that? You do that by living righteously, by loving your neighbor, by coming together to show light to all people. And Jesus recognized this message too. And he recognized the timeless truth of the things that Isaiah was saying. And so this is a really good message for the first Sunday of Advent, for a new pastor in his new church, and for a new church with their new pastor. Because we don't know what the future is going to look like. I had many discussions with the search committee about things I wanted to do here, about potluck dinners, about tailgates before football games, so that families did not need to make dinner in that hour between the end of one activity and the beginning of the next one, about evening devotionals. I had lots of plans. But who knows? Who knows what's going to work for this congregation? It may not be the way I imagined. I'm sure many of you have imaginations about me as well, coming here. I don't know what that is. I don't know what those are. But it may be the same way, that I am not exactly as imagined, one way or another. But what I hope we can do together is agree to walk in the light of the Lord. Because no matter how it's going to work out, no matter what the details are, no matter how I wind up being as a preacher or as a cook, no matter how you are about coming to evening events, we can start on the ground of love and hope for all people. We can start agreeing that one thing we always see outside is a need for other people to get the message of love and hope. Because people suffer in different ways outside our doors every day. People suffer in different ways, and we suffer inside these doors every day in different ways. And so if we walk in the light of the Lord, if we bring hope and love to all the people we see, we will be doing good work. And no matter what it looks like in the end, no matter what our details are, we will find the way in the light and not have to hide in the darkness and not have to hide our faults and mistakes in the darkness. We can see them in the bright light, and we can work on them. And that means sometimes standing up and working in the light. Because one of the things that the mainline Protestant churches really suffered from in the past 50 years was going from being a church that was a big church in the center of town that everyone joined because you joined a church, to being what we are now, which is smaller, firmer of purpose perhaps, but looking slightly enviously perhaps at the mega churches around us that do not have the same message that we do. And we say we need to have more publicity, which is true. We need to show people what we have inside, which is true. And part of that is walking in the light, letting the light shine forth from us and on us, so that someone driving by the church knows what's going on inside of the church. And part of that is being out there for our dinners. I want to have a February roast of some kind outside in the snow, because it's crazy. And who would do that? We would. But it also means things like saying, yes, our interim pastor and his partner were here every week. And it's okay that we have a gay pastor. We love having a pastor who's gay, because he's a great pastor. And frankly, it was a shame that for 15 years, he couldn't be a pastor anymore, because he was gay. But how great has it been to have Paul here with you? I can only imagine it was as great for you as it was for me, the phone calls I got from him and gave him. But in some ways, we need to show people that's who we are. And that's uncomfortable. And that's hard sometimes to say we don't want to be defined by these big public issues. And that's good. We want to be defined by being Christians. Our identity starts and ends in Jesus Christ. And his message is one of love and of hope. And so as we go forward from here in this renewing season of Advent, I want us to start thinking, how is it that we show the world outside of us in Ankeny and beyond who we are, what we stand for, what we mean when we say God's love and Jesus' love and hope and freedom from fear? Because I am here because I want to walk in the light. I didn't know how to do it without making it my profession, which is to say I was called by God to do this thing in this place. That's the only way I know how. And I want us all to work together in this season of Advent, remembering that no matter who we were, no matter what we were doing, no matter what faults we see in our own lives, and even seeing all the good things and great things we love about our own lives, it's a season of renewal and newness this year and every year. First season, the first day of Advent, is the greatest day in the church year, except for Easter. Because it's a reminder that Jesus came in the darkness to shine light to all the world. And we have the privilege of being part of that message, of being part of that light, of being part of that life. And we just remember, reminded of it every year. As it gets dark at 4 o'clock outside, we get to have lights on our Christmas tree, reminding us that a light always shines in the darkness, and that Jesus' message to us is to be a beacon of hope where we see fear. So Isaiah's words, written at a time of great fear, there were antagonists on the horizon in Isaiah's time. There were other great powers threatening Jerusalem, if not immediately, then in the foreseeable future. And Isaiah brought the message of hope to Jerusalem. We can be this city on a hill where all the nations of the world come in peace, no longer learning the ways of war. This is the hope that Isaiah brought. This is the hope that Jesus saw and brought to an occupied country under military rule. And now it is our message to bring in this wonderful country, in this wonderful city, We don't have that existential threat that they do. But in the hearts of all the people around us, we see existential fears. People are afraid. And as a church, we are here to love them and to bring them hope for the future. So come, let us walk in the light for all to see.